at CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and we caught up with Bob Stepp here with Computer Application Solutions. Is that correct?
No, it's Computer Application Specialties Company. Too many words, I think.
Yes, and you are showing the Braille 2000 here, your own Braille translation software, which you can do Braille print or both together, so it's great to create documents that have both.
And while you work, you get to see both. Although Braille 2000 is JAWS accessible, most of our customers are Braille transcribers and VI teachers in school systems and some parents that want to produce materials for their blind children. But most people are transcribers producing mostly textbooks. And the system is fully dynamic and fairly intuitive. It gets the feel sort of a Microsoft Word, but for Braille documents. You can load text into it very easily from the clipboard. And so if you have the textbook in any of the standard formats, you can put it on the clipboard and then paste it in. The system in the next release will also read NIMUS materials. And it has a very interesting NIMUS markup panel that lets you use the NIMUS tag hierarchy to select parts of the document for simultaneous action, like changing all level 3 headings, let's say, to cell 5 headings all at once, courtesy of the NIMUS markup. But the main thing is that it's a dynamic system that you can work with either by Braille editing, so it can do all Braille codes that way, or by print editing. And a vision specialist in school might in fact use the print side of it better, more than the Braille side.
What about things like PDF documents, say you're doing restaurant menus and things of that sort?
There are people doing all those things with it. The software does not directly read PDFs, but today's PDF readers will allow you to select the text and put it onto the clipboard. And that's one step in the PDF reader, and then you paste it into Braille 2000, you have it in Braille. That assumes the PDF was accessible. If you have a non-accessible PDF tool, then of course you pull in an OCR tool. That's a third-party tool. We don't make OCR software.
Something like DocuScan Plus that will actually convert,
yep,
even if it's an image.
Right? Yep, and okay, those tools will give you the OCR converted PDF on the clipboard, and then you paste it in. So there are a number of avenues, but today's PDFs are often accessible and they don't require any OCR. You just go to text mode on the PDF and select and copy to the clipboard.
What about HTML web pages just from a website itself?
Well, again, because we are clipboard oriented, you can be viewing those in any browser and select any part that you want and copy it to the clipboard, and again it will paste into Braille 2000. And you immediately can access it either in print or in Braille. And everything that goes into Braille 2000 is simultaneously both print and Braille. And you can see it on the screen either way. And again, if you want, you can access it by JAWS or JAWS transfer to refreshable Braille. Those things are possible.
Okay, so let's explain how these documents look that have both Braille and print. How does that work?
The Braille 2000 system has a unique feature that no other Braille production software has, and that its WYSIWYG, namely what you see is what you get approach, is designed to show on screen for the sighted transcriber a SimBraille Braille page. But if you would prefer to see print, we can convert the document internally instantly into print. Again, it's simultaneously both internally. And the print is shown on the screen in the exact positional layout as the Braille. So you can see the Braille page layout even if you don't read dots, even if you need to read print. And that's a little tricky because, of course, contracted English Braille is not at all one-to-one. If you have a word like people, you got one cell and you got lots of letters. And so the print of Braille 2000 is gently stretched and squeezed so that the print looks like it's positioned the same as the Braille. So you're always getting the the concept on the screen of what the layout of the Braille page is going to be. In every other Braille production tool that has both print and Braille, the print document has no layout correspondence to the Braille page whatsoever. It's a totally alien situation. But we wanted people to be able to, particularly those that are not transcribers, VI teachers and parents, to be able to use their standard word processing intuition to prepare Braille pages, even though they don't read dots. And so we give them the print that's in the exact position as the Braille is going to fall, so they know where paragraph boundaries are and line boundaries and column boundaries and page boundaries and all that stuff is immediately obvious to them. And we think that's a more efficient, more effective way to do things.
Okay, what operating systems does Braille 2000 run on?
Braille 2000 is designed for all Windows systems from Windows 95 up through Windows 7, both 64 and 32-bit operating systems.
Okay.
The same download, which you can get from www.braille2000.com, is installable on all of those platforms.
And what is the cost?
There are three levels of Braille 2000. The one that we've been mostly talking about is the most advanced. The lesser ones do not have print-to-Braille translation, and we're useful for a certified transcriber who does only six-key editing and input. Those are the lesser versions. The more comprehensive edition is called the Document Processing Edition, and it is normally, for single copies, it is normally $949, but that includes lifetime updates for free. And people do like to have updates to keep up to date. That's how we do ongoing maintenance of the product. And the version with the lifetime updates is the most popular, even though it costs a few dollars extra up front. The other editions that are less capable, again, would be used for people that are transcribers taking their NLS lesson courses. We lease the software for as little as $10 a month for people that are in training. The Document Processing Edition, which is the most powerful, can also lease. We're unusual in that we do lease the software for $26 a month. So let me juxtapose it properly for your audience. $949 to buy it, one-time fee, lifetime updates, $26 a month to lease it. And if you're a newly certified transcriber who's beginning to work for a school system and does not want to make a capital investment, we have a number of people that will lease it at $26 a month for a few months. And then we give them a credit, if they ever purchase it outright, equal to one half of what they have paid to lease. So the actual cost in terms of the service to put off the cost is only about half of that, $13 a month. Basically, all new transcribers can afford this.
What about site licenses?
We do not have a site license per se, but once you have an organization that needs five or more licenses, we have very handsome discounts starting at 20% and going up to more than 50% off, depending on the size of your organization. So that we do have many school systems and state governments that do buy licenses in large quantity. The state of Florida, Florida Instruction Material Center, has a site license. It's not literally a site license. Let's say a group license is a better term, with about 200 licenses. And, of course, they enjoy the maximum discount because of that size.
Do you have an evaluation copy of this, or how does that work?
The Braille 2000 system is also unique in the industry, in that the software and the license are packaged separately. From www.braille2000.com, real Braille 2000 software is available, and again, it supports all Windows operating systems from Windows 95 up through Windows 7. And you can use that to evaluate the system free of charge. Then, if you want to use it for production work, you will need a license. And the license either can be delivered through the internet and is a keyless license, but it does require active internet service when you use it.
Right.
Or we package the license on a USB flash drive. And people that buy Braille 2000, we usually ship them a flash drive that contains a copy of the software, the same as they could download on their own, but it's more convenient if we give it to them on little drive. And then that drive serves as their license key. And our license, we permit you to install it on as many computers as you wish. Again, the software itself is public. And you can take the USB key or use the internet license at different computers at different times. One license is only good for one computer at any given moment, but later in the day you might be at a different place. And our software is therefore ideally suited for a school system that has lots of schools and a very few number of VI professionals, and those that need the license can carry it with them, either in knowing how to activate the internet or to carry the little flash drive with them. And so if you have one VI teacher who needs this and four schools, this person can carry one license and use it at each of the four schools at different times of the day. And so it's a little bit different, but we find that portability of license works quite well and generally saves our customers money because they don't have to buy extra licenses that will be dormant from time to time.
Check it out, folks, at braille2000.com. Thanks a lot, Bob. At CSUN 2011, for Serotalk, this is Michael Loft.